I hate everything.
Are you okay?
Being an adult is so hard.
Yeah.
I waited a few minutes and then my sink was clogged, so I used one of those sink drains, and then I was like, great, it worked, because it went down. And then something started leaking.
Oh
And
no.
now it looks like all my food just like went through the sink. Oh
Oh
my God.
no.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, that's a hole. That's a
What?
hole.
Where? Like
There's a hole in. This is gross. Oh my God.
okay.
I need my super. I texted him. Ew. Yeah, there's a hole.
Well, it seems like you should just pack up, move to a new apartment, start fresh, change your name, change your social security number. That seems like the only logical response.
There's a hole in the pipe. This is wild. I have to text my parents. Oh my God. Okay, he said he'll replace it in the morning. Whew. All right, for
Well, thanks, babe.
now, I have to clean all this up. Oh my gosh. I guess we can like talk as I clean this up. Hopefully the listeners are, well, we
Love
actually
the
have.
sound of food sink.
Yeah, let's check on our. Oh, I can't. It's on my phone. Our listenership has gone up to, I believe, 14.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so fancy.
Yeah, like people that we don't know.
Are listening.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. In like such a good, fun way.
Yeah. Like you do you think people from Canada are? Oh, I think it's actually just Americans that are listening.
That's okay. We can handle them.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. You know that one?
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza. A hole. That's the only part I know. Well, I know the next verse or the Dear Henry verse that goes with it, but that's it.
Oh, he doesn't have a key for the apartment.
Nope.
Guess I gotta stay home. You know, this is what I get because I was just t 10 minutes ago thinking, maybe I should take a sick day tomorrow. And this
Yeah,
is
maybe you should.
God. This is God telling me I have
Dude,
to.
yes, can I tell you? Okay, so I've had to miss two things this year because I've been sick. Okay, in January, I was supposed to go with my mom and my sisters to Florida to go see my brother on and go wedding dress shopping with his fiance. Got COVID 3 days before I was supposed to leave. And then I was supposed to go to a wedding in New Jersey at the last weekend in April. And my sister came to visit and she was like, God, I just like my allergies are acting up so much. Like, I just like feel like such garbage. And then I was like, so weird. It would appear I have allergies too. Izzy, do your allergies ever make you feel like you have strep throat? And she was like, yeah, all the time. And I was like, okay, that's not super like comforting, but I think I might still go to urgent care because I feel so bad right now. So then she went to urgent care and turns out she had the flu and I had a fever of 103. And so then the doctor was like, yeah, I think you have the flu too. So then I couldn't go to the wedding.
Ugh,
Right? And I was
awful.
like, all of the things, like my body's like clearly telling you that I need to be doing less, but it would be fun if I was able to like do less on my own time and not because I was ill.
Totally. Yeah, in January, I was so pumped because with my dance studio, I was doing this like 22 class challenge for 2022, right? And I
Yes.
was like, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win. I did it last year and I completed the challenge, but this year I wanted to win. So that meant I had to be the first to take 10, 22 classes, which means I had to double up. And like
Yeah.
by the first week, I was like solid. I was like 9 classes.
That's a
And
lot, girl.
then I got COVID.
Right? And thankfully, truly thankfully, I think at that point I was double vaxxed and boosted. So first of all, it was just annoying. I was like, this was supposed to avoid this situation for me. But I was like pretty much fine. But it was just like I couldn't see anyone. I couldn't leave the house. So I was just like so bored, and I've like never felt so isolated in my entire life.
Yeah.
So it was annoying.
It'll do it. You hear me in the garbage? You know, this is real. This is raw. This is what our listeners want.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
They told us.
They told us. Well, you know what we can do in the future? There's like on Spotify, we can put in a poll. We can ask our listeners things. Like,
What?
yeah.
I did not know
I'll
this.
yeah, I'll take a minute at some point to show you all of the different
All the
things
things,
that
the
we
stuff and
can
things.
do.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's a lot that I just don't know about.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know that Missy is like the most loyal hoe, but every time she texts us about the podcast, it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
I know. Hey, shout out Missy. Thank you for your support for the podcast. Let us know if you have any requests, questions,
And if
any
you have any shout outs
episodes,
that you want to
any
give
shows
that to
you
anyone.
want to make, if you want to come on for an episode. Oh, and now we have to talk about Eye of the Beholder.
I am the beholder.
You know what
This
I
I
always think
do,
of? Oh no,
yeah.
go ahead. You
Oh, I
go.
was just gonna say that I really enjoyed that this was like a Terry-centric episode because I feel like this is like one of the few.
Yeah. Because Rick puts her in a coma.
Yeah.
When is that? Season 2?
I think it might be season two when they talk about her in season three.
Mm.
Or maybe it's season three because the shooting is season four. I don't think they go a whole year
With
without
Rick.
Rick. I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Oh, they already responded. Oh, good. Whew. We're good.
Okay, good.
She said, okay, thanks for letting me know.
Does that make you feel better now that everything's
Yeah,
taken care of?
it
Okay.
does. It does. And I could turn off my alarm for tomorrow.
Oh, what a
Woo-woo.
fantastic feeling.
Yeah.
I was planning on doing that. Okay, so here's the thing is that I have a bachelorette party this weekend. But because I live the closest, I offered to run all last minute activity or errands and stuff. And so I have to go to Costco tomorrow. But then I also have my sister and I got a personal trainer for the summer, and then he's in the afternoon. So then I'm like, I don't have to do anything tomorrow, but I have a lot to do. So I think I still have to set an alarm, which is irritating.
Yeah.
But one day maybe I'll have a true day off.
One day. One day. Well, what time do you have to set your alarm for?
I don't know. I might set it early because I'm terrible with my personal time management. So if someone's like, you should probably go to Costco at 10, it'll be like 11 before I even consider leaving the house, noon before I even get there. So we're
Queenie's
fine. I'm fine.
kneading dough, by the way. She's kneading the blanket. She's a
Oh,
little baker. She's
she's
going to
so good
work at the
at
biscuit factory.
it. Anyway, I feel like if we don't talk about the episode, we're never going to talk about the episode. We're just going to talk about everything else in the world.
Yeah, no, we gotta talk about it. We gotta talk about it. But one thing I do want to mention with the title of the episode. So some of these earlier, or most of the earlier episodes are named after song titles. And I don't know if there probably is a song called Eye of the Beholder, But I know the saying from the Twilight Zone episode. Did you ever watch that? Eye of the
Potentially, my
beholder.
dad's a really big Twilight Zone guy, so it's possible that I've experienced it and just don't remember.
It messed me up. We watched it in like 7th grade in school, and we all watched it. And the episode is about basically it's
I think
somebody.
now that you said the episode messed me up, I think I know what episode it is, but go, keep going.
So, like, this woman's in the hospital and her whole face is bandaged up. Does that ring a bell?
So I have never seen it, but my dad has told me about it no less than 4,000 times.
Oh, wow.
He
Your
like it messed
dad.
him up too. Like he talks about it all the time. That and there's an episode with a carousel that he was like really freaked out by as a little kid. But
Well,
yeah,
for
that one, that's
me,
one of his favorites.
yeah, it's one of my favorites too, but it also like really messed me up watching it so young. And then you're
Oh, I'm
talking about like,
sure.
oh, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That's the whole lesson of this, moral of the story. Because
Right.
like she's bandaged up, you don't know what she looks like, but her voice sounds like Marilyn Monroe, so you're like, she's obviously gorgeous. And then I feel like you see the back of her head and you see her like this gorgeous like blonde hair. And then she escapes and runs out into the hospital, and everybody ha is ugly. Like everybody has like larger, like kind of bulbous features. And I don't know. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. That's what they said. And so I was just thinking about that with this episode because obviously we can reflect upon knowing that Terry has nothing that she should be worrying about, especially at that age, concerned with her weight and like guys liking her because she's like not a stick, not the size of like Ashley. But I also, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like I feel like Terry and Paige are pretty much the same size, are they not?
I think Paige, like, she's just more narrow to me. Like, I just think that Terry is like a curvy. Like, I think that Ashley and Terry have like more mature bodies than Paige does at this time. And then also, if you bring like Manny and Emma into the mix, like, they are still straight up children.
Yeah, but they're a year younger too.
They are a year younger. Yeah. And it's like, and that's at an age where like a lot can happen really quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, as someone who grew up not thin and was told all the time that she was not thin enough, like, watching this episode immediately threw me back to like middle school and high school and like feeling all of those things that Terry felt. And like, I've definitely said all of those things too. I was just like, who would ever want me? Like, stuff like that. And it just like, I don't know, it makes me sad because I think at that age I probably looked just like her. And like there was no one around to be like, shut the fuck up, stop being mean to yourself. And it like,
I
and
know.
there are more important things in this world than what you look like. Like, even like outside of like the fact that clearly there's nothing wrong with her body.
Yeah.
But at
I
that
will
age, I was
give.
like, yeah.
Well, her dad was very much like, what are you talking about, sweetie? You're beautiful. Like, and I appreciated that because I feel like when I watched the episode way back when, I wasn't paying any attention to what the dad was saying. I
No,
was
yeah, I don't remember
resonating
that
with
part at
what
all.
she was saying, but then like you're like very much like, oh, okay, at least it's not coming from him. Like wherever she's getting this, it's like from school or media or whatever, but it's not from her dad because her dad is really trying here and like
I kind of want
very
to know though
supportive.
where, yeah, I don't know, maybe she's like letting Paige be the voice in the back of her head because like Ashley's really supportive of her and like Spinner clearly has a crush on her.
I know. How
Like,
does she not see that,
I
dude?
don't know. And she's like, I really like Spinner. I'm like, yeah, this boy who has never gotten above a C in his entire life is asking you for like for the notes to class. Like, girly pop, read this room.
What did you just say?
Girly pop.
I've never heard that before.
My sister said it to me, and I thought it was really funny, so I like have not stopped saying it in weeks.
Girly pop.
Girly pop. This is what happens when you have a Gen Z sister.
I like it. I'm gonna start saying it.
Isn't it so fun?
Girly pop.
Girly pop.
Sometimes I call Queenie a curly girly.
Oh.
But she doesn't have curly hair or anything. She's just cute.
I mean, maybe that's curly girl energy. It's just
Yeah.
being cute all the time.
Curling into a little ball.
Yeah.
Napping.
Oh, what a life.
But yeah, I know. But another question that I don't know if Degrassi ever answers, where is Terry's mom?
I was
We
just
don't
thinking
see
about
her,
that.
right? Maybe she
I don't
got
know,
some of this
maybe.
from her mom, or it's like some sort
Maybe.
of complex that she has from her mom.
Yeah. And also, I got a lot of it from doctors,
Oh, yes.
which,
Oh,
right?
I hate doctors. I hate going to the doctor.
I hate going to the doctor. I had like my annual physical and I was like texting everyone I knew. I was like, I'm on the edge of a panic attack right now. Just because I spent so long going to the doctor and them being like, you're so healthy, but also have you considered losing weight? Like,
Yeah.
for years, years. And so, like, I didn't go to the doctor through all of college unless I was actually ill because I was like, I just don't want to hear it. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. And so then I was just saying
I
this to my friend the other day where I was like, right? These are doctors. Their job is supposed to be to take care of you, to tell you how to live like your healthiest life. So if you have these people who are in like such a position of power telling you something's wrong for years and years and years before you can even form an opinion about your own body, like I was never gonna believe my friends who were like, what are you talking about? You're not fat. Like, why was I ever gonna believe them? When I just had like a decade's worth of doctors in my ear being like, everything looks great, lose weight. Everything looks great, lose weight. Like, so, like, obviously, I was going to develop a complex about this.
Yeah, and also BMI is absolute BS.
Terrible.
There's like no point to it. It doesn't
Yeah.
actually indicate
It doesn't measure
health.
anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also at this point, there are like so many studies that are done about how like your weight does not affect your health.
Right.
Like it's a myth perpetrated by the diet culture industry. And I'm sure one of my friends is absolutely rolling her eyes because I say that a lot. And she gets annoyed with me about it. But it has ruined my life, so let me talk about it all I want.
Yeah, you got the platform.
So yeah, I do feel for Terry
Yeah.
on like such a deep level.
I do too. Like when she hikes up, when Paige hikes up the skirt and is showing her knees, like I feel like it's kind of silly because we're like, ooh, how promiscuous is she showing her knees? But at the same time, knees are a sensitive part of the body because I actually am very self-conscious about my knees
I think
looking
knees are
like
ugly on
chubby.
everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you're never like, that's a sexy knee. Like, what? No, knees are just weird and awkward.
Yeah, they're weird body parts.
Yeah.
So we talked Terry body issues. We have to talk about Sean Hope Cameron.
Oh my God.
And I forgot how iconic that entrance is. He's wearing like the jean jacket, and he comes
Oh
off
my
the
God.
motorcycle. He's like, see ya.
And
I don't even know.
I don't even have the word for it right now, but the way that the teacher was like, say something about yourself, and he just goes, no, and sits down. Oh my God. Absolute king shit. I love it.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, so I did notice this like the first time, like way back when. But I'm noticing it now too. Like, I get that he's supposed to be a grade 8 who's in grade 7, but he still, to me, kind of looks like substantially older than they do.
Oh, really?
This, to me. But also, maybe that was like on purpose because he was supposed to be a grade 8.
Yeah.
But also, like, I also think that, like, Toby and JT look like infants.
Yeah, but they're all
Like,
around
I
the
think
same
they're so,
age.
yeah. But I also don't spend a lot of time with middle schoolers, so I don't even know what they are supposed to look like these days.
They look like all different things. You know,
Okay.
like they could look like babies, and they could, like, most of my students are taller than me, which is not saying much,
Really am.
but they're significantly taller than me, like
Okay.
5'5", you know. It also depends on puberty, like if they're going through puberty or if puberty still hasn't hit, because like I feel what makes Sean look older is his acne. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also think that he, like, to me, he's like more built than, like, he has more muscles than, like Toby's very soft and JT is really skinny, but he's like starting to like have like a grown-up body. And that
Yeah.
means to sound like creepy towards
Yeah, don't look at
baby
him like
Daniel
that.
Clark, but like
Don't
but
look at
like
him
you
like
just put
that.
them. No, I'm not like Emma.
I'm kidding, kidding, kidding.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, well, he like, I don't know. He's clearly like grown up at least a little bit.
Oh,
You know. Oh man, I just love him so much. And also, I give him a lot of credit for being like Jimmy was like actively being terrible to him, and for much of the episode, he just let it slide.
yeah.
So good for you, Sean Cameron.
Yeah, stick up for yourself.
Yeah, he was like, also, just as like to scoot right in, Emma, who saw like at the dance when she saw like the principal coming and was like, I'm gonna take this opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, girl boss energy. She saw the opportunity, she took it. So I did love
She
that.
is a girl boss. I also loved her hair this episode. She had like two like buns, and it was
Yeah.
like half up buns. Kind of like
Yes.
pre-space buns.
I was just thinking that.
Before space buns were cool again.
Emma's hairstyle walked so space buttons could run.
Agreed.
But since I scooted us into the dance, I feel like I skipped much of the episode. But why is everyone obsessed with the nighttime dance? What is this about?
Because it's not during the
But like, what did like they really not just like they just didn't hold class and they were like, we're gonna put you on a gym? Like, is that the imp
Well,
like, or was it like directly after school? Like, what is the day dance about?
I don't know what the day dance is, but I assume after school they go home and they get ready, because that's what Terry and Paige were doing, because that's how they were able to drink, and then they went
Right,
to
but that's
school.
because there was a night dance.
Right.
But
Did
like
I
they were
miss
very
a day dance?
No, they were just like talking about how this is the first night dance and they were all really excited about it. And then if
Yeah.
this one goes well, like if this one doesn't go well, they'll have to go back to day dances. So I'm like, when in the day is this day dance?
Maybe it was like right after school.
Yeah? Okay.
And they would bring a change of clothes or something.
Because we never had that. They were always at night.
Yeah, I remember there was a Halloween one in middle school. I don't think I liked it.
I went to like
I
one.
think I went to one too, and I didn't like it.
I didn't like it it
Didn't like it.
wasn't my favorite.
Wasn't my thing. I'd rather watch Degrassi. What else to talk about in the episode?
Okay. This
I'm like,
I
I'm
when I
so sorry. I'm like mentally drained from dealing with my
I
brokens.
mean that was like kind of a lot, and I
It
feel like
was a lot. I'm telling you, I've never seen that in my life. And all of a sudden, I had to put on my adult hat, and I was like, quick thinking. Okay, put Queenie in her room so she didn't get to it. Okay, check. Run to do that. Then I open the cabinet, and I see it's all like pouring down. And luckily, it stopped after that. So I just can't run the sink. But I had to take everything out of the sink, under the sink. Throw away a bunch of stuff, the paper towels. Oh my God, what an ordeal.
yeah, no, that's I was literally about to be like, what a way to start your week. It's
It's
Thursday.
Thursday.
It is straight up Thursday, but in my head it's Monday, so we're fine. We're fine. I do have this one of my notes in all caps, still screaming in Sean Cameron. Oh, but two notes before that was screams in Sean Cameron. So we're doing great.
Oh, Sean Cameron, we love Sean Cameron. Sean Cameron, if you're out there, we love you.
Mr. Danny Clark.
We hope you're doing
Sup,
good for the
boo?
world. Sup, boo? No, he's like happily engaged.
Can still call him boo. He can
Yeah,
still be
and
my
this is like,
platonic boo.
he can be your platonic boo. That's true.
Okay. We have to, like this. I was like watching through my fingers because I hated this so much. The Toby and JT watching porn together.
Yes.
I hated it.
They're like, how about we search XXX? Triple
Like
X. Hi. And it was pictures too. It wasn't videos, it was just pictures, which I love. And then the parents sneak up behind them. What I was wondering is how long they were watching.
how long were they there for? Yeah.
I feel like long.
But like, do boys do that? Do they just like watch porn together for fun?
I think young boys, yeah.
Oh God. Okay. I hate that for them.
I
It seems like a
know.
personal journey you should go on by yourself.
I agree.
But okay.
Well, I feel
But
like when we were in high school, it was a big thing to try to watch Two Girls, One Cup.
oh my God, yeah, I still have never watched it, and at this point I'm like too scared.
Yeah, I think I tried to find it with friends over and we couldn't find it. So I think we literally Googled like Two
Two
Girls, One
girls,
Cup.
one cup.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious if it still exists in the depths of the
Don't.
internet.
I'm sure it does.
Somewhere it has to.
Yeah.
But also I loved their punishment for it because honestly it was pretty progressive for the time. Not the looking
Yes.
at, not the going through the websites with their parents, but the fact that they were like, you have to look at male bodies too. Like, yes. This is a feminist house.
I love it. Yeah,
Yeah,
honestly,
but
like
that's just
pretty cool parents Toby
pretty cool
has there.
parents. Terrible. Like, the two of them should not be trusted to make any decisions for themselves for the rest of their lives. Because we're like 0 for 2 on this.
Toby and JT.
Yeah.
I know. And they get into more shenanigans,
More hijinks and
more
shenanigans.
hijinks.
Okay, but now I do think we need to talk about Paige because she was just like the utmost bully I've ever seen in my life in this episode. Like,
Yeah.
This is not the Paige Michael Chuck that I know and love.
No, we do come to love her. We do come to know her, and we do come to love her. It's not
Like,
male,
I
though.
know. I feel like this was like particularly manipulative and
It's
like I don't think
awful.
Paige, like I don't think that she's like that. Like she like Paige knows what she wants and she knows how to get it. But like this, I don't like unless I'm misremembering the whole series. But like I feel like she's never manipulative the way that she is in this episode.
In a weird way, I kind of connect it to her eventually coming out. Like, it's kind of like voyeuristic of her to be watching her friend get really drunk and like make a fool of herself, and also like kind of making her friend get that drunk. And then
Yeah.
remember, like, much later seasons, she explores with
With
Alex.
Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if they had, if by season one they already had that plan. I doubt it. But
I
like,
doubt it.
it's kind of given me those kinds of vibes.
What is it? Oh, she also. So much gaslighting from her in this particular episode. On like every other sentence that comes out of her mouth is like some kind of like gaslighty lie. You know? And I was just like,
Yeah.
this, once again, this isn't the Paige that I know and love. Whether she's dating Spinner or she's dating Alex, this is just not it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Agree.
So, yeah, to, like, it was just like such a. Such an uncomfortable situation because like Terry was like very much leaning on Paige and was like, I need you to be my friend right now. And Paige was like, what if I got you super drunk and made you uncomfortable and watched you make a fool of yourself in front of a boy you have a crush on?
Awful.
And I was just like, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Also, Sherry, why are we drinking Sherry?
I
How?
know, like they couldn't get a
There's
vodka or something. Beer? Not sherry.
anything?
I
Fucking
guess it's
Mike's
like,
Hard Lemonade?
yeah, well, I don't think they had that back then. But also, I feel like Paige probably just took whatever she could find from her parents, like liquor cabinet, and sherry was the
Yeah, and I
answer.
mean, like, yeah, if I was gonna find something that people wouldn't notice was gone, I probably would also pick Sherry.
Yeah, maybe.
I would like, what does Sherry even taste like?
I imagine grape juice.
But,
I
like,
don't know.
isn't it like rancid? Is that, you know what? I'm gonna stop speculating.
I don't know. I do have to go in 5 minutes. Should we do favorite character, favorite quote, and lesson of this moral of the story?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first. I
Okay.
didn't think about
So for
mine.
my lesson, I it's a twofold lesson because these are obviously very complex storylines. The first one is don't screw over your friends because you want the D. Okay. Hoes before bros. Also don't watch porn with your friends whilst underaged and on a shared family computer.
Shared family. Yeah, that's a good point.
So those are my two lessons of the day.
Nice.
Yes.
I would say my lesson of the episode is never feel like you need to change yourself to be loved.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
Also,
you're awesome.
And
I'm
also,
awesome.
I
Terry's
actually
awesome.
believe Terry's awesome. I would also say this was maybe something that I needed to be told as a youngin. Believe your friends when they say good things about you.
Yes.
Like,
You know what I do
your
every
friends
now
are
and
your
then?
friend for a reason, and they know those reasons. So when they say something good about you,
I
believe
know.
them.
You know what I
So.
do on my notes app? I have a list of nice things that my friends have said about me, and I'll add
Oh, I
to
should
it
do that.
sometimes. And if I'm not feeling great, I'll look at it sometimes and I'll be like, yeah, I am all these things. You
Oh
know,
my
it's like a
God.
really nice, you should do it.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just on my notes.
That's brilliant.
I'll
I
miss
definitely, yeah,
emoji.
no. Did she?
Let's see, what is it? Oh no. Oh God, I can't even look at this. Okay, so favorite character or quote, VIP character.
Okay. My favorite character this episode, of course, is Emma for reasons of she saw Sean, she saw what she liked, she went after it. And when
Yes.
it comes to Sean Cameron, I have to respect it. Wish it was me, but
Wish it was me
alas,
too. I feel
he's
like, in a
so
way,
much
it
older than
was
us and
me because
fake.
we have the same name. So, like,
Yeah,
it
you
was
get to look,
me.
you, yeah, that connection is real and strong.
It really is. Yeah, I'm gonna say VIP of that episode is. What's the actress's name that plays
For,
Terry?
I want to say that it's Christina Schmidt, but don't quote
You're
me on
right, you're
that.
right, you're right. Christine. Is it Christina or Christine?
Let us find out. Well, there were 385 episodes of Degrassi: The Next Generation.
Stop. Stop. Well, we're not doing all the seasons. We're gonna have to stop at some point. I
Yeah, but
mean, what
I
if
think we
we
stop
like
when all of our
meet
people are
people
gone.
and like have husbands or partners and like have children and we're still doing
Well, they're
this
just gonna have to deal with it.
stupid Hi.
Yes, Christina Schmidt as Terry
Christina
McGregor. I would not
Christina
have
Schmidt.
been able to tell you that Terry's last name was McGregor, to be honest.
Well, I'm gonna give her VIP of the episode, specifically to the actress that plays Terry for her amazing performance playing drunk.
Yes. Yeah. Oh
That
my
it
God.
felt more like
Also,
she was like on coke or something. It definitely wasn't drunk vibes, but better than I would have done it.
I mean, maybe that's just like the type of drunk you get when you drink sherry. And the first time you ever get drunk, specifically on sherry.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I wonder if she had been drunk before or like hadn't, and that's why she didn't know how to
Yeah,
be
I thought
drunk.
like, yeah, I thought about that a lot when we were younger. I was like, if I was ever to be on a television show and they wanted me to be drunk, I was like, I would just look stupid because I don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
Obviously, things have changed. But when I was like 18, I was like, I would never be able to do that.
Yeah. And last but not least, your quote of the episode.
My quote of the episode comes from none other than Madame Liberty Van Zant. And the quote is,
Which
"You're really you're really gonna let prepubescent boys dictate your entertainment?"
Yes.
And
You're
I
really
think
gonna let a couple
everyone
pubes.
should, yeah, you that's a lesson to hold dear.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a good
Right.
one. I don't have a direct quote, but I'm gonna say favorite line read is when Paige hikes up the skirt and Harry is like, whoa, that's too, are you sure? I don't even know what she said. She's like, are you sure? I think she's like,
I
are
feel
you
like it's
sure?
so risque.
Yeah. And I get it, but also, like, it's your knees.
Like, I get it on like a, oh, that's just the body part that I don't like so much, but she's like acting like she's like the whore of Babylon over here. Like,
Right?
Miss Ma'am, it is a knee, and this is the year
It's a knee.
2002.
Right. We don't see anything above the knee. Like, fine. You're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I will say this one last thing and then I'll let you go. Just at the end, when Spinner was, or when Paige was like, Spinner's gonna take my notes now, my heart shattered into
Oh,
a million pieces.
I
Like,
know.
oh.
Me
Like,
too.
I think Spinner might be a dumb boy at this particular moment in time, but
Yeah.
also, like, Terry didn't deserve that. That
No,
was like
she
so,
didn't.
that was just like the cherry on top of the mean sundae from Paige, 'cause she just like she was in a place, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in a place. But, I was gonna say there is time for a Terry and Spinner redemption arc, but that doesn't happen, right?
I don't think so.
Her next thing is with Rick.
Yeah.
Shame.
Which is a huge bummer. Right,
Yeah.
yeah, because then Spinner and Paige are together, like, on and off for the next,
Yeah.
like, 3.5 seasons.
I'm like, he never liked her as much as he liked Terry.
That's true, but maybe he discovered that he liked Paige that much, but also it's high school, so
Yeah.
you know.
Do you want to tell the listeners what we are watching next episode?
Yes, give me 1 second to pull up all of the information.
You know what we should do? We should make a Google Doc or something with like the li like
Yeah.
dates that everything came out and like future dates. Yeah, we'll talk later.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is called Parents' Day. The episode aired April 15th, 2002, and we have Toby can't stand the idea of Parents' Night. The last time his divorced parents were in the same room, they had a huge embarrassing fight. So
That's the whole blurb.
that's it. That's the whole
Yeah, I
thing.
remember that one. That's a good one. All right, well, listeners, thanks for listening. Rate and
Thanks, guys.
subscribe.
I
Leave a
promise
comment.
next episode will be less emotionally taxing
Yes,
for
I'm
those of us
so
involved.
Yes, I'm so sorry. My pipe burst. I'm sorry for all the background noise. We're trying to be professional here, but sometimes these things
Sometimes your
happen.
kitchen pipes just have other ideas.
Yeah. Oh my God, my cat's so cute right now. I'll send you
She's
another
so cute.
picture. I
Okay.
know, but
She's just like
she's
so
cute.
cute sitting on your legs like that.